Chapter 2. Buckle Up.
Seatbelts are your best protection against injury or death if you are in a vehicle crash. In 2019, 17% of highway fatalities in Nevada were drivers who were not wearing their seatbelts. This is a 72% increase from 2015 statistics. Between 2015 and 2019, 344 unbelted vehicle occupants lost their lives. In Nevada, seatbelts aren't just a good idea, they are the law. If your car is a 1968 model or newer, it must have lap-type seatbelts for passengers in the front seat. If it is a 1970 model or newer, it must have lap-type seatbelts for each passenger of the vehicle. It must also have shoulder harnesses for use in the front seat. The driver and any passengers age 6 and older must wear safety belts if the vehicle is equipped with them. Effective January 1, 2022, children under age 6 and those who measure less than 57 inches tall must be in an approved child restraint system. Failure to restrain children under age 6 and those measuring less than 57 inches may result in fines, community service, and/or the suspension of your driver's license. Effective January 1, 2022, children under the age of 2 must be secured in a rear-facing child restraint system in the back seat of the motor vehicle. A child should never be held in a lap or buckled with someone else into a single safety belt. Unattended children and pets. Never leave a child age 7 or younger unattended in a vehicle if the conditions present a significant risk to the health and safety of that child, unless the child is being supervised by and is within sight of a person at least 12 years old. Nevada Revised Statute 202.575. It is illegal to leave a dog or cat unattended in a vehicle during periods of extreme heat or cold. Law enforcement, firefighters, and other officials may use reasonable force to rescue the animal. Nevada Revised Statute 574.195. Violations of these laws are misdemeanor offenses. Traveling with babies and children. Booster seats and belt positioning seats are designed to elevate or position a child so as to allow them to be safely secured with the seatbelt. If you are traveling with children, ask yourself, is your child restraint system approved by the U.S. Department of Transportation in accordance with federal motor vehicle safety standards? Is your seat appropriate for the size and weight of the child? Has the seat been installed safely, securely, and in accordance with the installation instructions provided by the manufacturer or in another manner approved by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration? Always buckle up infants facing the rear of the car. Children under 2 must ride in a rear-facing child safety seat in the back seat of the vehicle. The rear-facing safety seat supports a baby's head, protecting the neck and spine from injury in most crashes. Teach children to ride buckled up in the back seat. The back seat generally is the safest place in the car. Older children may ride in the front if necessary, but the vehicle seat should be moved back as far as possible. To protect the head from contact with a rapidly inflating airbag, use a child restraint with a complete harness system or a properly fitted vehicle shoulder and lap belt. Passengers who are not buckled up or who sit too close to airbags can suffer serious injuries even in a minor collision or a sudden stop. Never put an infant in the front seat if the car has a passenger side airbag. In a crash, the airbag explodes from the dashboard at 200 miles per hour, smashing through the safety seat into the back of the baby's head. Safe driving depends on you, your skill, your knowledge, your abilities, and your attitude.